Aha.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've got one personal property paid abatement. Abatement number is 300323. Notes say a shed valued for 2019 was given for business assessment without documentation. When assessing for 2020, it's questioned the value and calculated a different amount. And please refund the business.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to, so your label is Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A dated February 9th, 2020.
February what?
February 10th.
Excuse me, February 10th. Thank you.
Son's
birthday.
I
think I noticed the 10.
Your birthday?
Second.
Son's.
Oh. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Dad's birthday was yesterday. That's why I had the knife on my head. Hopefully he's in school not listening to this recording. So.
Personal property add-on report for January 2020.
Move to enter into the record the personal property abatements and add-on report for January 2020 as presented by the County Clerk's Office.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. District Industries Incorporated Carrier Facilities Description Sale Order Number 20006IT. I have a letter dated February 6, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference Carrier Facility Description Sale Order by and between Empire District Industry Incorporated and Taney County and approves the carrier facility description as to form sales order.
I had question because agreement still said Empire District when everything that I get is Empire Liberty and some things Liberty only, when like on your billing and so forth. But Nikki looked up and this, and they sent the agreement themselves and they're calling it Empire District still.
They also misspelled Forsyth.
Like I said, Empire's who sent it.
I know, that's what I said. They
yeah.
Also
well, I shouldn't say Empire. Empire Liberty, and it's not really Liberty. That's just, there's another company that owns them.
This should actually save us $750 a month. Am I understanding that right?
You know, I didn't, I assumed, and I shouldn't have done that, that the attorney compared it to the last agreement, and that's what it was. But I don't, that amount, I don't, would Mark?
Mark should know.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know if he had seen this agreement. Maybe not.
Do we want try and get a hold of Mark, or are we good to move forward with it?
Well, considering it is for the, you know, the internet and everything, I think Mark should have looked at it if he hasn't already. Do you not?
No, I agree. I would say we can move on to the next item, but I don't see them here either. They just gave an update, didn't they?
Is there importance? I don't know if it's important for it to be today. It says expires February 20th. What's next? Today's the 10th. We could do it next week if Mark has a chance to go over it.
When you want to recess and give him a call?
Well, we can move it to after road and bridge roundtable discussion.
Well, in our the letter, it says the county was paying $1,700 per month.
Plus $750, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd like for Mark to go over it.
We'll move on down the agenda.
University Extension.
I said University Extension is not here, and then Road and Bridge Roundtable is not until. It's got a definite time of 10 o'clock. So
we could just recess till then? Is that here?
Mark may be here before that, so we just want to recess until Mark gets here.
I just thought recess until.
Yeah,
we just sat here until Mark gets here.
I've got just recess it. I got 9:24 a.m. We'll be in recess.